to this episode of Facts for Kids. This episode is all about your five senses of your body. In this episode, we'll learn about sight with your eyes, smell with your nose, touch with your fingers, taste with your tongue, and hearing with your ears. First of all, your senses, your five senses, they send messages to your brain in your head. You don't need to think about your senses to make them work, but rather they work automatically. Each time you sense something, it is because a message has gone to your brain from your senses super fast. These messages travel along pathways in your body called nerves. It's kind of like a computer. Instead of an electrical cord and a circuit, it's the nerves in your brain. Your brain takes all these messages from all over your body that were sent there by your senses, and your brain uses them to figure out what's going on around you. Your brain tries to figure out the questions to, like, where am I? What do I smell? What do I feel? What do I taste? First of all, we're going to learn about sight. Sight is what you do with your eyes. You see things. When you look at something, light goes into your eyeball through a hole in your eyeball called a pupil. Your eyeball in your head is about the size of a ping pong ball or a golf ball. It has parts to it called an iris, a pupil, and a nerve. Your eyeball then turns the light into messages that are sent to your brain along nerves. And then your brain turns these light messages into a picture, and that is what you see. Next, we're going to learn about smell. You smell things with your nose. Smells go up your nostrils, which are the holes in your nose, and then a part of your brain picks up the smells. A smell is actually a little tiny piece of the thing you are smelling. Think about flowers. When you smell those, your body is actually taking in a little piece of the flower. Or think about smoke. When you smell that, your body is actually taking in a little piece of the ash from the fire. Smells float through the air just like a cloud. Next, we'll learn about touch. Touch is the way you feel things with your skin. Your sense of touch can tell you whether the thing you are touching is hot or cold, hard or soft, spiky or smooth. There are lots of very sensitive dots under your skin called nerve endings. And then the nerve endings in your skin, you know, right at your fingertips, those send messages to your brain through nerves. Next, we'll learn about taste. You taste with your tongue. Your tongue can pick up lots of different tastes, and there are four main tastes. First is sour, like sour candy. Makes your mouth cringe, like, ooh, that's sour. Next is bitter, also makes your mouth cringe. It's kind of like sour. Next is salty, you know, like if you add salt to things. Salty foods are things such as cheeses and meats. And finally, sweet. We all know what sweet things taste like candy sugar. Those are the four main tastes. You taste things using something called taste buds on your tongue. Taste buds are little tiny bumps on your tongue. And those take in the taste, they sense the taste that you put in your mouth on your tongue. Finally, in this episode, we will learn about hearing. You hear with your ears. When the sound hits your ear, so everything in the world can make a little sound or a big sound, and that sends something called sound waves through the air. Think of it kind of as Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi flows through the air. Sound waves flow through the air too. And your ears pick up this sound wave. The sound wave goes into your ear. It goes into the middle of your ear, into something called your eardrum, and it makes the eardrum buzz a little bit. The buzzing is taken in by your eardrum, and that sends a message to your brain, sends it through nerves. Really loud sounds can actually hurt your ears. Like a loud construction site with loud machines. That's why workers there wear a cover over their ears so they protect their ears from the loud sounds. Well, kids, in this episode, we've learned about the five senses, which again are sight with your ears, smell with your nose, touch with your fingers, taste with your tongue, and hearing with your ears. We hope you kids have a good day. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye.